a few weeks ago, allegedly, BlackRock just bought 50,000 homes at $300,000 each, then sold three to themselves for $700K. Your neighbor's value just doubled overnight, and you can't afford to live there anymore. They're stealing the American dream. Because BlackRock, step one, how they do this, they identify middle-class neighborhoods with growth potential, right? Step two, they buy hundreds of homes in cash, 20 to 30% above asking price. Imagine being that guy putting your shit on listing, and it's like, oh no, we'll buy it for 30% more. I ain't saying no to that. I'm out that neighborhood. Imagine the HOA screwing you over, and you're like, ha, 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 I'm out of here. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, peace.
Step three, regular families can't compete with unlimited corporate cash. Why? Because step four, once they control enough inventory, they sell a few homes to shell companies that they already own. Those inflated sale prices become the new market rate. Step six, your property taxes, and this is where it gets crazy, your property taxes triple based on these fake sales. So the family that saved for 10 years to buy their first home, outbid by a corporation with infinite money. The elderly couple who owned their home for 40 years, forced out by property taxes they can't afford. Meanwhile, and this is where all the good money comes in for them, BlackRock rents these homes back to the same families they priced out. The rent is $2,500 monthly. The former mortgage payment would have been $1,800. They created the problem.
All right, real estate agents, question for you.